This is episode 443, the reason why you may not be having success pursuing your goals with Hannah Jade.
Welcome to Over It and On With It. I'm your host, Christine Hassler, and for over a decade, I've been a life coach, speaker, and author. Each week, you'll hear me work directly with a caller as I coach them through a goal they want to accomplish or an obstacle they may be facing. I'll provide a blend of practical and spiritual advice, as well as tangible actions you can apply to your own life. Now, let's get on with the episode.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode. As always, so thrilled to have you here. As a reminder, every Wednesday is a live life coaching episode, and every Saturday is something called Coach's Corner, where I either riff on something or I bring on a guest. Today, I love this episode because yet again, the caller calls in with a question, and we're able to really unpack the root cause of why she's having difficulty, in this case, pursuing goals, especially when it comes to dreams like buying a home and financial security. So as you're listening to this call, consider, do you ever find that you have big dreams or even just small dreams and you can't seem to make them happen? Do you feel ashamed, especially when it comes to milestone goals like buying a house or getting married or fill in the blank? Do you have debt that you're even ashamed of? And finally, when you think back on your childhood, are there certain phases or stages that maybe weren't terribly traumatic, but just were really hard and are starting to consider that they may be impacting your current life today? So keep these questions in mind as you listen to my call with Hannah. Before we dive in, I want to thank my sponsor for this week, which is Air Doctor. I love Air Doctor air purifiers. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold, so your lungs and your body does not have to. Air Doctor uses an ultra HEPA filter that's been independently tested to capture 99.99, it's a very high number, of tested bacteria and viruses. It is time to get peace of mind with Air Doctor. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. These are the air purifiers that I use. I love them. I love how easy they are to set up. I love how easy it is to change the filters. I love that I can really trust them in, especially my daughter's room. You know, there's a lot of toxins in life that we can't avoid. So we can mitigate and improve what's going into our body, especially the air we're breathing. Why wouldn't we want to do that? The classic Air Doctor 3000 purifier is powerful enough to circulate the air in a 630 plus square foot room 4 times an hour. That's a lot of power in a little machine, and none of their air purifiers are super noisy. They use whisper jet fans that are 30% quieter than the fans in ordinary air purifiers. And I can vouch for that because I have another brand in my house and it's a lot louder and I don't like it as much. So again, it's time to get peace of mind with Air Doctor. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code OVERIT. And depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or $300 off. And exclusive to my podcast listeners, you'll receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an $84 value. That's a really good deal, y'all. Get this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com, AirDoctorPro.com, and use promo code OVERIT. Again, airdoctorpro.com, use promo code OVERIT, up to 39% off or $300 off and an additional free 3-year warranty. All right, and now on to my call with Hannah Jade. Hannah Jade, welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hello, Christine. I just want to say before we start, thank you so much for creating this incredible podcast, this community, just the work that you share with the world. I found your show 5 years ago, and it truly has changed my life. And having this, you know, unending support throughout every week has been so amazing. So it's a true honor to be here. And just thank you for what you share with the world.
Oh, you're going to make me cry before we even start. Thank you. I received that and I'm very grateful. And this truly is such a joy for me. I just absolutely love it. So thank you.
Wonderful. So my question today is, I feel as if I have some financial goals that I want to work towards. And I don't know if it's due to my financial patterns or just maybe a lack of possibility that I'm seeing, but they feel very unattainable and impossible at this point. And I want them to feel possible. I want them to feel maybe not instantly attainable, because I know that, you know, hard work and working towards the goal is something that is amazing as well. But I want to at least feel as if I'm making progress or any sort of, you know, approach to the goal.
Okay. So you've definitely thought about this in terms of blocks and where this could be stemming from and things like that. What have you come up with so far?
I truly feel as if some of my past choices are one of the biggest things holding me back. I feel as if the debt that I've accrued over time is one thing that has weighed on me at different points in different ways. But right now, I feel as if I am working towards paying that off, really forgiving myself, loving myself through this, you know, and just really seeing the root of why I chose to go through that experience and why I wanted to support myself in that way. So I feel like I'm kind of waiting until that is paid off and really eliminated before moving towards actually dreaming about, you know, owning a home or saving for retirement, all those, I feel like, lofty goals at this point in time. So I don't know if that's the block or if it's something else.
Tell me what was going on in your life between 3 and 5.
That was a big period of transition. That was actually when we moved into our home. My mom and stepfather and I, they purchased the home when I was, I think, 2, 2.5, and we were moving in around that time. My mom was working outside the home. Yeah, I believe my stepdad was still in the military at that point. So just lots of changes, lots of things that were just being, not a lot of constants, I guess you would say.
Okay. The reason why I ask is because there's often a developmental failure that, and I don't like using the word failure, but the psychologist who came up with the stages of development, his name is Erickson, and he calls them the psychosocial stages of development, talks about how if there's like a, he uses the word failure at a certain developmental stage, we have the past presenting itself over and over again. And there's certain things that should have been developed that don't necessarily. And so we find ourselves in our adult life consciously thinking, okay, I should be able to do this. Like, you set a goal, you work towards it. Why is this so hard? Type of thing. And usually it's because there's a developmental failure. Just like, you know, if a kid wasn't walking by 2.5 or 3, we'd start asking some questions as why that milestone hasn't been reached. So the reason I asked about that particular phase is it's all about being able to really take initiative. And it's when, you know, what children really need is to start really asserting their own control and power over the environment. And when we have success in this stage, we feel a real sense of purpose. And what my hunch is, and why I was guided to ask you that, is because there was so much change during that time, you were kind of in a little bit of survival mode. You know, there's not like, there wasn't tons of quote unquote trauma from what you've shared so far. You know, no one died. You weren't being abused. There wasn't an alcoholic home. Is all of that accurate?
Correct.
But moving, mom going back to work more than she was, all of those things can create like an inability to really settle into what's supposed to be developing at that time. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So if you're learning how to adapt to mom being gone, were you in a preschool or who was taking care of you?
Yes, I was in a preschool around the corner from where we were, which was a very happy memory.
Okay, beautiful. That's beautiful. And it was different. There was just a lot of change. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know, like, you know, some people react really well to change. Change can be really hard on kids. And it might've been like, you might've been so focused on like finding your way and doing things right to fit in and adapting to the change where you missed out on really being able to take a lot of initiative in your life. You know, in that age stage, ideally, and this is again, ideally, there should be a lot of consistency in a child's life so that they can focus on just like learning who they are independent of their parent and taking initiative things and really having a sense of power and purpose in the world. Mm-hmm. Does this make sense? Is this resonating with you at all?
Oh, 1000%. Yes.
So what's coming up for you as I'm saying this?
I think it's allowing me to give myself grace because I totally can tap into that energy of little three-year-old Hannah Jade. And I do feel less of the vibrancy and fire that maybe you're describing that comes in this phase and that can be explored. And I definitely kind of see her shying away and just really like wanting that connection, but not really knowing where to find it.
Right. And, you know, there might be other things in other developmental stages that often also contribute it. But that was just the one that dropped in for me. I'd love you to elaborate on like wanting connection. What does that mean?
I think for me, when I feel very safe, it's with someone else that is very present, mm-hmm. very in the moment, just has more of that earthing, grounded energy. And can really like hold me physically, like in a hug or a cuddle, mm-hmm. likes to mm-hmm. engage with the things that make me feel safe, like reading and looking at pictures and things like that. I feel like that is something that was really helpful for me in childhood and still is mm-hmm. now.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's sort of like in that stage, it's so important for like imagine a kid doing something for the first time and having a really present parent going, you got this, like you can do this. And I'm not saying your parents didn't do that, but I think because there was so much change going on, maybe it wasn't nourished in the exact way you needed. And I look at, we had a little chat before we started recording. And one of the archetypes that you fall into now is a teacher. Mm-hmm. And so what we tend to want to do in terms of our purpose is also what we respond to best. And so there probably is a little one that really likes being taught things so that she feels confident to take initiative in things. You know, the question that a child is asking at that stage is it okay for me to do things? And am I good enough to do them? Mm-hmm. And if there's a quote unquote failure, then there's sort of a feeling of like a lack of initiative. And I hear you saying like you have initiative, but you have doubt over like, can you make it happen? And then there's this whole debt thing, which like I have to pay off this before I, you know, so there's like just a lot of conditions placed on this mm-hmm. versus really going, this is my goal and I'm going to go after it. Mm-hmm. And I totally trust myself to be able to do that. You hear that, how that piece is sort of missing in your relationship to your goals?
Yes.
Yeah. So I love that you have a great connection with your inner child. And what I would suggest doing is connecting again to that age, asking her, you know, either through the empty chair process or dominant, non-dominant handwriting, like what was going on for her then? Mm-hmm. What does she really need? You know, and what does she need from you to know it's safe to take initiative on things? Mm-hmm. So now what's coming up for you as I'm saying all this?
I think she really wants that support and that nurturing. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like if she's kind of showing me, if she gets her tank filled in a sense, mm-hmm. that she's comfortable enough to toddle away on her own. Like, yep. you know, as she comes over to the filling station and gets that love and support and nurturance. And then she's like, ooh, I want to explore now, but not until yep. I'm all the way filled up.
Right. And there you go. That's what was missing for you in that stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So pursuing financial goals, it is an exploration. Mm-hmm. You know, it's no different as an adult pursuing financial goals or having dreams than like, you know, climbing a rock wall for the first time as a kid. It's
definitely was too scared to do that as well.
Right. Right. So there, let's just honor, there's a little girl in there who really feel like really needs reassurance. Mm-hmm. and really needs her tank filled. So how does she need her tank filled?
She would love if I would read to her.
Beautiful.
She would love if I would give her a hug.
And I love that.
Yeah, spend some time in the evening, especially. I think for me, that was a moment of connection with my mom, because it was when mm-hmm. she was getting off of work and we were doing the mm-hmm. bedtime routine. So she definitely associates evenings with connection.
Beautiful.
So taking that time to really maybe even just doing a bedtime routine with myself, reading myself a story, giving myself yeah. a hug.
At the end of every one of our calls in the Reconnect Inner Child Workshop, we read a story to everybody. We read everybody a bedtime
lovely.
Story. Yeah. So I love that. And I know we're not talking about finances right now, but in a sense we are. Because I have a feeling if you do these things and her needs are met, the part of her, the part of you that feels scared to go out and climb that rock wall is going to feel more full. Mm-hmm. And then your sense of purpose really can be enlivened. Mm-hmm. So let's shift the conversation to finances for a moment. So give me a specific goal that you have and let's just talk it through.
I would love to buy a home.
Okay.
And that's really emotional.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me why.
I want it to be infused with exactly what I was talking about, that connection, mm-hmm. that nurturing energy. It's the place where I'm going to fill up and mm-hmm. feel filled mm-hmm. and really have just that deep sense of just almost like a womb space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what's stopping you from doing that where you currently live right now?
I have in different ways. I don't know. It's almost as if I feel like there's really challenging energy stuck here. And even after clearings and different things, it's almost like, yeah, you like pulled me out of the daydream and I'm like, wait. But I'm here with, you know, all this stagnant energy and it just doesn't seem to match that vision.
Mm-hmm. So if you were to like give the stagnant energy a description or a feeling, what does it feel like?
There's kind of like two expressions. There's like a sluggish, like dragging your feet around, going through the mud. And then there's kind of like an ouch, that hurts, like that feels painful. It's like a sharp pain in the heart.
Mm-hmm. And who does that sluggish energy remind you of?
I feel like that's me when I was younger, like the maybe lazy part of me or the part that felt lazy.
You really think it was laziness?
No.
No. To me, it is more loneliness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love that you have financial goals and you want to buy a house. That's beautiful. And what I'd prioritize is connection intentions.
Yes.
Connection with yourself, connection with others. You seem like the kind of person who is filled with really quality connection and yeah. presence. And it sounds like your mom was doing the best she could. I'm not throwing her under the bus at all. But coming home from a full day of work, having to go in there and dinner and bedtime, you might have gotten that presence at the story time, but you probably needed a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we don't want to like project emotional goals onto financial goals. Because I think what you're really yearning for is a sense of home, mm-hmm. you know, of real connection. And buying a house won't give you that.
Correct.
So what I'd like you to think about as some homework is, okay, I have my financial goals and I understand why it's been a little harder for me to make those happen because there's a part of me that's been a little bit frozen at 3 to 5 and no 3 to 5 year old knows how to make money to buy a house and that's okay. And so what I'm really going to do is I'm going to work on my connection goals because I know that's my fuel.
Mm-hmm.
we all need to know how we are fueled. Like, I am fueled by expressing my gifts. If I'm not doing it, I get depressed. So, and then I don't want to do anything. So I'm really going to encourage you to put a pause on the financial goals, because if they have twinges of like unresolved issues in them, in terms of like, I'm trying to fill a void through this, mm-hmm. there will be an energetic block, because your subconscious higher self is like, no, we're not going to put a bandaid on this. We're actually going to heal it. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to put an energetic block in until like we really are going after what we truly want. Because what I hear you truly want is more connection. And when that feels fulfilled, my sense is the financial goals are going to come along a lot easier. Mm-hmm. How does this feel to you?
Very empowering. And yeah, it really hits the nail on the head. I wonder if you think this is related to the debt as well, if really pursuing that connection and filling that need will help just that last piece of like self-forgiveness. Because I think the debt was to feel that connection. It yeah, truly was. Exactly. Yeah.
Would you be angry? Like if a 4-year-old lost a $20 bill, would you be angry?
No.
Why?
They didn't mean to.
Right.
It probably just blew out of their hand.
Right. And they don't have the same relationship to money.
Yeah.
So I want you to treat the debt with the same tenderness as you would a child learning their way with money, because mm-hmm. you're learning your way. Mm-hmm. And give yourself some credit. You're an entrepreneur. You have your own business. Doing a heck of a lot better than you're giving yourself credit for here.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath. Connection. Mm-hmm. That's your, instead of goal, intention.
Connection, yes.
So thank you, Hannah Jade, for bringing this forward, for being so open, vulnerable, and willing. You know, I've been doing this for a while, not just a podcast, but coaching people. And again, I'm always just inspired and deeply touched by how much our childhood impacts us, and also how much it doesn't necessarily define us or limit us. And what I mean by that is, I know there's so many sessions in this podcast where we link it back to childhood, because I have found that when we find that root cause, when we can really help the inner child get what they didn't get, have the developmental leap that they needed to have at that time, like we talked about with Hannah, then it's like our past doesn't have to keep presenting itself in our present. There's so much other work we can do with beliefs and mind shift and all of that. And that work is so powerful. And I have found when we combine that with inner child work and really understanding developmentally what happens to us and what needs we really needed to be met at certain times, that can just help us profoundly shift and make progress even faster. So combining that inner child work with the mindset work is just a great recipe for really experiencing transformation in your life. So I hope you had some aha moments with Hannah Jade. Also, the developmental stages are something that we teach in our Reconnect Inner Child course. So if you're interested in really learning more about that, you can always go to christinehasler.com/reconnect. All right, everybody, that's our show for today. Sending you so much love and many blessings. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to Over It and On With It. I love hearing from you, so please post your comments or questions at christinehasler.com/podcast. That's also the place you can sign up to receive coaching from me in an upcoming episode. And if you love this show, please share it and subscribe in iTunes. You can find all my social media handles and sign up to be part of my community at christinehasler.com. Until next week, here's to getting over it and on with it. Much love and many blessings.